Okay, and we're going to talk about the state of bridges in the United States. Since this is for a national audience, can you give me an overview of, well, my first question is, can you give me an overview of the problems with bridges throughout the country?
Sure. What we did was we looked at the inventory of U.S. bridges, and currently we have over 61,000 bridges in the country which are classified as structurally deficient. That's about 10% of all bridges in the U.S. And when a bridge is classified as structurally deficient, that means that one of the key elements, either the superstructure, the deck, or the substructure, are rated in poor or worse condition. The challenge is that we've been making a little bit of progress, but this really underscores some of the challenges we have with funding our transportation system at all levels of government, but especially some of the issues right now with the Federal Highway Program, which is responsible for about half of all highway and bridge construction funding in the country.
And I take it this has been an ongoing problem?
It has. We've been making incremental progress in terms of the number of structurally deficient bridges in the country over the last 20 years, but it's been very slow progress. As bridges are removed from the list, we have more where the conditions are deteriorating and they're put on the structurally deficient list. So overall, those numbers have been inching downwards, but it's been very slow progress. And again, that has to do with the overall amount of resources that we have available for transportation investment.
Now, I was wondering, well, for our listeners, are there any major structures or well-known bridges that you could talk about that are affected that our listeners would know about?
Yeah, certainly there are bridges almost in every community, which is one reason why we do this report. They are all across the country. We have a number of urban interstate bridges that are on the list as well, which sometimes surprises people. One of the most well-known iconic bridges that is near the top of the list would be the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. So again, that's a bridge that's well-traveled. That is a lifeline and an important bridge for the New York City community, and it is a bridge that needs to be repaired and is classified as structurally deficient and has some structural issues that need to be addressed.
And how old is the Brooklyn Bridge? I'm just curious.
You know what? I don't have that right in front of me, but I can look it up while we're talking. It's quite a bit old, and it actually has some, several of the key elements are in poor or worse condition.
Okay.
It definitely needs some work.
Yeah,
and you know what? I've got it right.
Okay.
Let's see. I was going to see if I have it. Nope, I don't have it right in front of me.
Okay, I can look it up later, but thanks for checking. And I see here that Pennsylvania is ranked number one as the worst state. Is that correct?
That's correct. Pennsylvania does rank number one in terms of the number of structurally deficient bridges. They have over 5,000 bridges that need some sort of repair, which is 22% of their inventory. In some cases, for many states, a lot of these are local bridges that need attention. There are also issues with aging infrastructure. The average age of a deficient bridge in some of these states can be 70 or 75 years old. So you think about when these bridges were built and the changes that have occurred in terms of technology, materials, and structural design. So many of these bridges have been repaired over the years, but they still need some attention right now.
And another question I had, thinking about our audience, and I don't know if you'll be able to answer this, but I was curious, with these structurally deficient bridges, are some minority communities, severely affected by this?
I don't know. My sense is that these bridges are in pretty much every community around the country, and that really gets to how state DOTs are spending their money. They have certainly been trying to address this issue. We've seen investment in bridge work more than double over the last 15 years, but again, there are just limited resources to try and address the issue. The other concern is that over the last 5 or 6 years, we really see transportation spending starting to become a zero-sum game. While we've had a ramp-up in bridge work, this has really come at the expense of pavement work, which is down 20%. So we're creating a situation where we're also going to have a backlog of road and highway projects that we're neglecting right now as well.
And another question I had, I take it that the cost for all of this or much of this would be in the billions of dollars.
Yes, the backlog of bridge work is over $115 billion. That's some information from the U.S. Department of Transportation. You add on top of that the backlog of highway and road repairs that need to be done, and we're looking at over $800 billion in work, which is just a staggering number. In essence, we would really need to double our spending to make significant dents in that backlog. And, you know, the cost of doing that may sound prohibitive, but when you look at that per person or per family, you're looking at an increase of spending of the range of $90 to $100, or perhaps a little bit more when you include the state spending. But I think that many people might be willing to make that investment when they would see the economic benefits that they would get from that investment as well.
Okay, thank you for that information. I don't have any more questions. Is there anything you'd like to add before we end the interview?
No, I think that covers it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.